A Whamma Frisbee with a spinning yin and yang symbol sailed over the quad, disappeared for a moment in the sun, then wafted downward until a leaping Rottweiler dragged it to earth in its jaws. A gaggle of barefoot teenage boys with facial hair dyed unnatural colors and twisted into pitchforks or pincers tousled the Rottweiler's head. A dozen starved-looking kids from the cross-country team, punished by the unfairly warm October day, sprinted past in a glistening blur of dolphin shorts. An Asian boy with an orange mohawk wearing a sleeveless black flag t-shirt, camo pants, combat boots, and a dog collar dabbed at fresh piercings with a Union Jack bandana he moistened in rubbing alcohol. He scuttled between a pair of glossed and pretty teenage girls who shared grimaces and icks with their glossed and pretty teenage boyfriends, the four of them tall, blonde, tanned, and sockless in topsiders, khakis, and pastel Lacoste tennis shirts. A tall, pimply kid wearing a navy blazer and a Ronald Reagan button the size of a hubcap marched up to a small girl with a crew cut and dressed in a flannel shirt who was waving a pink triangle poster. He attempted to rip the poster, but she smacked his glasses off and called him a Nazi, and he skulked away, cursing. It was a diverse group, Sam noted, in every way but one. They were all filthy rich. At least that's what Sam assumed. He didn't really know what the tuition at a school like this was, but it had to be astronomical. They had their own island, for Christ's sake, 20 square miles off the Massachusetts coast. On it were indoor and outdoor tennis courts, basketball courts, squash courts, Olympic-sized pools, a soccer field, a football stadium, a hockey rink, horse stables for the polo and equestrian teams, a television studio, three theaters, and a science lab you could probably smash atoms in. Every building looked like it had been painted yesterday, and the surrounding lawns, hedge paths, rose bushes, and topiaries were so meticulously groomed, they made his marine buzz cut look shaggy. Sam sparked a Zippo and lit a Kent. A squat, imperious woman leading a dozen small kids, too small to be in high school, he noted, scowled at him and sniffed at his cigarette. He smiled at her with a lascivious wink and French inhaled luxuriously until she huffed away, her small train in tow. What did the cops say? Sam asked the headmaster as they ambled across the quad. Thomas Arundel was a large man with what Sam noticed was a great head of hair for a guy his age. It had gone gray, some of it white, but every follicle he'd ever had appeared to still be rooted. Tom's head, Sam thought, did not match his body. Above the neck, with his distinguished silver mane, wire-rimmed glasses, and unblemished skin, he was the picture of an effete academic. Below the neck, with his rough, powerful bulk and hands the size of catcher's mitts, he looked like a dock worker or a former defensive tackle. They sent a patrolman, not a detective. A kid in uniform, barely old enough to shave, the headmaster said. He did a full 20 minutes of investigating, which mostly involved striking up conversations with pretty female students. Since then, I've left 5 unreturned messages. The yin and yang frisbee bounced off the headmaster's chest and into one of his giant hands. Several players froze, staring at him and cringing. Gentlemen, the headmaster said. He closed his hand and snapped the frisbee in half, as though it were made of tinfoil, the hard plastic cracking like gunfire. Do be more careful. He neatly stacked the frisbee halves and handed them to a chastened lad, who silently backed away. Sam caught himself gaping and clamped his lips around the cigarette just before it tumbled out of his mouth. Cops know how much the book's worth? Tom sighed. Danforth Putnam is technically in West Cabot County. Last year, West Cabot County had 3 murders, 24 rapes, nearly 400 aggravated assaults, and 18 arsons. I called about a stolen book. Trust me, Mr. Gregory, they don't care what it's worth. As far as anyone on that side of the Atlantic is concerned, this is an island full of spoiled rich kids with spoiled rich kid problems. And a stolen book, even a valuable one, fits firmly in that category. Sam more or less agreed with those on that side of the Atlantic. A place like this, obviously, you have your own security.
And they're very well paid, said Tom irritably. So far, they've turned up nothing.
Well, wait till I get their reports before you fire any of them, said Sam. His eyes fell on the Asian kid with the orange mohawk and piercings.
Halloween a few days early this year?
The headmaster glanced at the Asian boy and sighed.
Today's youth, Mr. Gregory.